it can't just last 8 days. Welcome to Hanukkah Meditations, Hanukkah 2023. Tonight is the eighth and the final night of Hanukkah. Tonight is the night where we fill up the menorah, it burns brightly. And then, tomorrow night, Hanukkah is no more. But here's the thing. When we celebrate Hanukkah, we're celebrating the miracle of the menorah in the temple. So let me tell you something about the candelabra in the temple. Throughout the whole year, they lit the menorah every night. They filled up the cups with oil. The Kohen, the priest, towards late afternoon, kindled it, and it burnt the entire night. But among the many miracles that happened in the temple is that one of the lights, known as the Ner Ma'aravi, the Western candle, there's some dispute exactly which one of the seven candles it was. It had the same amount of oil as the rest of the candles, but didn't only burn throughout the night, it continuously burnt. It kept burning the entire day. On this very special day of Hanukkah, hopefully we've lit the Hanukkah candles. We've tried to inspire ourselves a little bit from the Hanukkah message. The power of light, the power of our internal miracle, the importance of Jewish wisdom, the importance of Torah learning, the importance of inspiring others, all the different messages that we are not defined by nature, everything we've talked about for the last week. But this is the question we have to ask ourselves tonight. Is that it? Are we leaving it with Hanukkah, or are we going to continue it on? We're going to continue on next week, trying to inspire someone, pushing ourselves in a miraculous way to be more than we can, to lift ourselves up higher than ourselves, to learn something extra, to be kind to someone, to publicize inspiration, and so on and so forth. Are we going to do it next week, the week after? So the final day of Hanukkah teaches us that this is the capsule of Hanukkah, and you can take it with you. You won't light the Hanukkah candles tomorrow night, but you can take the package, the strength, the power, the capsule of inspiration throughout the whole year to last beyond the days of Hanukkah, just like the one candle lasted beyond the night in the temple. So too, Hanukkah can last beyond just the Hanukkah candles and inspire the rest of the year. So let's end off with a meditation, closing our eyes, being comfortable. And when you're comfortable and ready to focus, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Every breath you take is neshima, is an expression of your soul. Your godly infusion, your godly power. The power of infinity, not to be limited, not to be held back. The flame of the soul is our connection to God, our connection to learning, our connection to faith. The power to brighten up, to illuminate like a candle. Power of resilience, the power of growth. But it's also the power of infinity that it shouldn't stop. Hanukkah will come to an end, but the inspiration won't. It can burn supernaturally. It can continue on beyond the days of Hanukkah. When you sit here the last night of Hanukkah, think of one thing you can do different coming out of Hanukkah. One good deed, one mitzvah, one inspiration for someone else, one group of few minutes to learn. Just one thing, a little bit of light, will push away lots of darkness. I want to wish everyone Hanukkah Sameach and thank you for listening to these meditations and these thoughts, ideas. And just wish everyone blessing, light, peace and security for Israel, for our brothers and sisters, and for the entire world. Hanukkah Sameach.